At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's a game day edition. Hornets back on the road again, beginning a three-game road trip tonight in Milwaukee. We'll have our game preview for that one. Also, we're going to go through the latest edition of Power Rankings. Have the Hornets, now winners of four of their last six, moved up any from near the bottom of the standings slash power rankings over the last several weeks. And we're going to get a little lay of the land from our guest who's a returner here on the HHC and one of our favorites, and I know one of yours as well, Eric Collins of Bally Sports Southeast, back with us here again. With that, let's welcome Eric Collins, the voice of the Hornets. He'd want me to say television voice of the Hornets. Play-by-play voice for Bally Sports Southeast, Eric Collins, with us again here on the Hornets Hivecast. Eric, thanks so much for the time.
Hey, my pleasure. Glad to be back in Milwaukee and thrilled that we're inside, not outside right now.
Yeah, that's for sure. So last time we had this conversation, very different in terms of where we were and very different in terms of the health of the team. We were in Miami last time in, I think it was November. We were doing it outside by a pool because it was Miami, and now we could not go outside and do this here in Milwaukee. But the good news is the team is much healthier now than they certainly were back at that point, and maybe at any point so far this season.
Yeah, I love Kelly Oubre and Cody Martin. Those guys are big pieces of the team, but it was so nice last couple of days to be able to go through the starting lineups on the TV broadcast and say, hey, this is the desired five. You know, when Steve Clifford was thinking about the season, he was thinking about LaMelo and Terry and Gordon and PJ and Mason Plumlee. It's nice to see them all playing together and getting results.
What struck me about the last couple of games is just how normal it feels. It doesn't feel like, for instance, the last time the Hornets were in Milwaukee, 51-point first quarter, an NBA record. It kind of felt at that time like they might need to set an NBA record to get a win the way the injuries were piling up on the team. Now it's pretty normal stat lines for guys. The other team can have a guy go for 25 or 30 points, and the Hornets can still get a W.
Yeah, it's amazing how often, you know, we found in weeks past and months past how different guys just being put in a slightly different role changes everyone else's role. So it's nice to have, you know, Gordon Hayward out there and the comfort of knowing, hey, he knows what to do with the shot clock winding down and he's 18 feet away from the basket and there's no panic in Terry Rozier's eyes when he knows that he's got LaMelo Ball as an option with him on the wing and he doesn't have to bring the ball up every time. And the simple fact that Mason Plumlee is playing the way that Mason Plumlee is playing, man, it's just been fun to see the guys playing, like you said, just normal basketball, not having to do anything stupendous and have a chance to win games night in and night out.
It kind of validates what the front office did in terms of constructing this team the way it did. I mean, no one can foresee the level of injuries the Hornets have had to deal with. And I would say that really there's no team in the NBA that's equipped to handle that many starters, that many premium rotation players out simultaneously for that long a stretch of time and still be in a playoff hunt. But, you know, that's the hand the Hornets were dealt. But now we are kind of saying, okay, this team's beaten Chicago. They've won four of their last six games, beat the Miami Heat. This is a team that maybe if the fates had aligned differently, would be in a very different spot right now.
Yeah, a lot of seasons gone by, though. It's kind of difficult. I think this three-game road trip is going to be illuminating just because the time it is on the calendar, tail end of January, early part of February. Tough games to win. I think Milwaukee, obviously, they know what we're all about, having to go to Chicago, and the fact that we beat them a week ago, they're going to clearly be ready for us. And I'm really curious to see what Detroit's all about. A young team, have they figured out how to take a next step forward? So I think these next three games are going to be interesting to see if the Hornets can continue that nice stretch that they've had.
In terms of LaMelo's play in particular, obviously the injuries have derailed him a couple of times from really putting out the kind of numbers that he'd need to make the All-Star team. But when you just look at a per-game basis, if he had done this over 15 or 20 more games, he's probably on an All-Star team right now. What do you think of the improvement here of LaMelo Ball now in Season 3?
I was very impressed with the way that he played in the win that the Hornets had most recently against Miami, because he did not have that shot falling for the first three quarters. And for him to kind of gut it out and make big shots at the end and make plays and finish up with a line that most people would be thrilled about, you know, knocking on the door of another triple-double, I think that speaks volumes to the type of all-around game that he has. But I'm holding firm in my stance. I'm a big believer that availability just is absolutely mandatory. And so even when Joel Embiid is upset with the fact that he's not voted an All-Star, I'm like, hey, Joel, look at these games that you missed. You know, you missed a dozen games. So I'm going to hold the line on that. I love me some LaMelo Ball, but I just think you have to be available to be eligible for the midseason classic.
I would certainly agree, but it is nice at least to see that improvement year over year and see him take his game to another level. I'm sure since he's only 21, there's several more levels still to achieve.
No doubt about that. I am kind of bummed. Just selfishly, I'm just a big believer at across all sports, that guys doing things at a certain level. You know, Mike Trout was setting record after record as a 20-year-old and then a 21-year-old and comparing him to a young Mickey Mantle. Yeah, I was hoping we could do that with LaMelo. And he's fallen off the pace a little bit just because he's not been healthy enough to play as many games as he needs to. But we need to get him back out there, ramped up to go, and then kind of still talk about where he is compared to Magic Johnson at a certain age and that kind of stuff. So that's what I want to get back to with LaMelo.
That'd be a lot of fun. Hopefully he's got the next 30 games in him, and the Hornets have a nice run ahead of them. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the latest edition of Power Rankings and also where Eric Collins thinks the Hornets should be ranked in the hierarchy of 30 NBA teams. That's coming up next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sam Farber and Eric Collins of Valley Sports Southeast, the television play-by-play voice of the Charlotte Hornets, here with us on another edition of the Hornets Hivecast. We're going to talk power rankings here. Eric, since we host this podcast daily and we got to come up with three segments a day, anything that comes out, power rankings, rookie ladder, MVP, if it mentions the Hornets, I'm probably going to dive headfirst into it. So power rankings, one of our favorites because it comes out weekly and it's easy to look at and try and make a judgment call. Are the Hornets positioned correctly? So before I tell you where the publication that we're going to read from today put the Hornets, where do you think the Hornets should be in the hierarchy of 30 teams based off their body of work overall, but most importantly, the last week's worth of games?
I know that they had been in the bottom handful of teams, probably four or five. I think going four out of six and including the really good home wins against Chicago and Miami, which to me showed something. I'm going to go 24. 24 works for me.
It would work for me as well. Unfortunately, that's a little higher than NBA.com, who we're going with today, said. They put Charlotte at 27. So put them fourth from the bottom ahead of Houston, Detroit, and San Antonio, all of whom happen to be also below them at this moment in the standings. I think they're looking still more over the full body of work and ignoring maybe the last week. And also, quite frankly, at least in my opinion, maybe ignoring how good the roster is when it's healthy. I think, again, like we talked about last time, if we're judging any team in the NBA based off, well, what happens if I remove four of those guys? None of them are going to be very good. So I think you have to be fair to the Hornets and say, all right, this last week is probably more of an indicator of what they really could have been than the first 3 months of the season. But neither here nor there. NBA.com put them at 27. You said 24. So I'm going to give you the three teams directly ahead of the Hornets, and you tell me which one you think should be below them. The Orlando Magic check in at number 26. They're a team we're going to see at the end of the week back at Spectrum Center, another Sunday matinee at the Hive. Get your tickets. Go to Hornets.com. You've got the Indiana Pacers, who were a really hot team earlier in the season, but they've gone a really long losing streak as of late. And then you've got the Portland Trail Blazers, who are kind of just stuck in the middle right now. They kind of retooled a little bit this season, knowing Dame Lillard would be back, bringing in Jeremy Grant, but to this point, still hasn't quite worked. They remain below 500. Which of those three do you think belongs below the Hornets in the power rankings?
Okay, well, this is not really fair because I really like what they're doing with their roster. I think Orlando, I'm looking at their record right now. They played 50 games. They're 19-31. I know they've won a lot of games recently.
Particularly against Boston.
Yes, kind of impressive. I think in the long haul, I would take the Hornets' odds in a best-of-seven series against Orlando, the way the Hornets are currently constructed. So that being said, if I was coming up with a power ranking, I would leapfrog the Hornets over the Orlando Magic. Now, I do want to say that I think that they're doing it right. I like Paolo Banchero. I am in love with Bol Bol. I think that they have a lot of really nice pieces. We've really not seen much of Markel Fultz over the years. Like, he's been healthy maybe twice in his 6 years in the league, whenever the Hornets have faced the team that he's been on. So I do like the direction that they're headed. But if you're asking me to rank them in terms of who would win in a extended series, I would take the Hornets' odds every day over the Orlando Magic right now.
I think I'm with you. Part of that is, you know, what I was talking about earlier. There's some teams near the bottom of the standings, and I'd say Orlando's one of them where they do have some nice pieces. They think Paolo Banchero might be that superstar, that anchor for the franchise, but do they really know what the rotation's going to look like, supposed to look like 2 years down the line? And I think that's kind of the pitfall of the trust the process mindset of the way Oklahoma City just banked all those picks. Like, yes, you can get a lot of really young talent, but it's also really hard to gauge when you're playing them all together just how good they are and how easily these pieces will fit together.
I'm totally with you on that. You know, I do think long-term, Paolo Banchero, I've seen enough. You know, it's like the same thing when I saw LaMelo, because I'm not one of those guys. I didn't watch a ton of highlights when he played over in Lithuania or Australia, or even when he was a high school kid. I really didn't know what he was all about. I choose to watch, you know, adults playing against adults. You know, I can, apples to apples, I can totally understand. And it took me a handful of games, and I said, oh, okay, this guy's really good. Oh, yeah. Clearly the Hornets hit a home run. I feel the same way about Paolo Banchero. You know, there's certain body types, there's certain motors, there's certain skills that just translate. And I've seen enough out of Paolo Banchero. So they're definitely heading in the right direction the Orlando Magic are.
They definitely have that one superstar over there, that all-star, and you know, we'll see how quickly they get the rest of the pieces together. Hopefully the Hornets beat them to it. Charlotte will take on Orlando at the end of the week on Sunday, matinee edition of Hornets basketball from Spectrum Center. Tickets are available at Hornets.com, and Hornets will have to wrap up a three-game road trip first. Been on the road a long time here, Eric Collins.
I tell my wife about it. My God, my kids barely recognize me. I keep telling everyone, the Hornets are playing 41 road games like they normally do. It just seems as if we played 60 of them already in like the last 80 days. It's been crazy.
I'm with you. My kid's also not really recognizing Dad lately, but you know, we live a good life here in the NBA, and we're going to enjoy it here. Despite being on the road so much, we do miss all our fantastic fans back in the Queen City. All right, coming up next, we'll preview tonight's game. By the way, how long did it take you to figure out Giannis Antetokounmpo? Pretty good player.
Oh, pfft. I love that kid when he first came in. That body type, that just desire. I think it totally works. Big fan.
It was early to the party. Eric Collins will give us our game preview on the Milwaukee Bucks next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sam Farber and Eric Collins here with you on the HHC, the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Hornets tipping off a three-game road trip. They just got done with a four-game road trip that saw the team split 2-2. They won in Houston and in Atlanta, took losses on back-to-back nights in Phoenix and Salt Lake City. Not an easy road trip. I think all of those results, based off the records of the teams, the sequencing of the games, they're all explainable. In fact, if anything, Charlotte probably played a little bit better than maybe would have been expected, considering they weren't fully healthy when they beat Atlanta. Now, there's been that road trip in the rearview mirror, a two-game homestand where Charlotte was back to their normal preseason projected starting lineup, got two wins against two pretty good teams. Both would be in the playoff or play-in if the season ended today. And now we start a three-game road trip. What are your expectations? You mentioned earlier you thought this would be a significant trip for the near-term future of the Hornets.
Yeah, I think it's realistic, you know, that the Hornets could actually make a big splash here on this road trip. The game against the Bucks, that's going to be a tough one. But it's, when you think about the series so far this year, it's so odd because Milwaukee only had one trip to Uptown. And when they rolled into town, much to everyone's, you know, chagrin, Giannis didn't play, Chris Middleton didn't play, Drew Holiday didn't play, but somehow the Bucks won. And then we come back to Milwaukee, and they're close to full strength, and the Hornets absolutely just housed them. So I really don't know how to kind of gauge this, but it's going to be a fun rubber match. And then off to Chicago. I've seen a lot of Chicago, you know, this year, and I've seen a lot of Chicago over the years, and it seems to me like the Hornets just match up with them. You know, DeMar DeRozan can do his thing, and he's just brilliant and probably a future Hall of Famer, But at the end of the day, you know, you're scoring in multiples of two. You know, that doesn't scare me a whole bunch. Same with Vucevic. I love Vucevic as a player, but multiples of two, that's not explosive. And the Hornets, if they hang in every game, they seem to have guys who know what to do at the end of games. You know, I really trust Terry Rozier. I trust Gordon Hayward at the end of a game. I'm learning to trust LaMelo Ball as he figures things out. And then I'm so excited to see the Detroit game. You know, maybe some people think that's kind of the dud on the road trip, but not to me. You know, they're young and they've got fresh legs and they're always different every single time you see them. So I think it's going to be a fun road trip over the next couple of days. And I think the Hornets, obviously the first one's going to be the most difficult, you know, against Milwaukee. But, you know, we've got the script before. Maybe we were in the head a little bit. We'll see. But it could be really, really fun if they do some damage.
It would be a lot of fun. That Detroit one, I'm with you. I think that's a very intriguing one, if only because they were trade partners last draft with Jalen Duren going to Detroit. Mark Williams really didn't play in the first head-to-head meeting. Now he is in the rotation and looks like a budding, you know, potential star here. So him versus Jalen Duren for any length of time, I think would be very interesting here in round two.
Mark Williams was taken 15th in the draft. Best player we're going to see on this road trip was Giannis Antetokounmpo, or is Giannis Antetokounmpo. He was taken 15th in his draft. Some of the great players. Most people think, you know, you get a great player at one or two. Steve Nash was taken 15th overall. Kawhi Leonard was taken 15th overall. The great Hornet, Al Jefferson, the master of the left block, he was taken 15th overall. The reason I know this stuff is because Del Curry was taken 15th overall back in 1986. So I'm convinced that the greatest human beings were taken 15th overall. And I'm so looking forward to the matchup with Mark Williams and Jalen Duren in Detroit, because those two guys are always going to be linked together because of how close they were picked in the draft.
I'm with you. That's going to be a lot of fun. And now we know more about the 15th pick. I knew Giannis. I don't think I would recall Del Curry. So that's a good one to file away. 15, a pick for the history books. All right, let's get into our game preview for today. We need a Hornets player to watch, a Milwaukee Bucks player to watch, and a statistic to watch other than points you think will end up determining the game. Where do you want to start?
How about we start with player to watch, and since you just put me on the spot, I'm going to turn the microphone on to you, and you're going to be your fellow first, and then I'm going to go second.
All right, well, I'll take the easy one. I'll go Milwaukee Bucks, and I'll go Giannis, because he just scored 50. I think Giannis is always the player to watch with the Bucks, and last game he had, I think he was truly unstoppable, because, you know, Giannis can do just about whatever he wants driving the basketball. I think one of the few ways to beat him is to do some kind of Jedi mind trick and convince him that no one thinks he can make a three and hope that he'll take about 12 of them and come up empty. But last game, I think it was 3-for-4 from three, too. So when he's knocking those down, I don't think there's a way to stop him. 50 points, it's an unbelievable total to get to every time he does it, and he does it far more routinely than most players do. So Giannis Antetokounmpo, if he has that kind of night, Bucks are going to be tough to beat. I'm going to go with Giannis, my player to watch for Milwaukee.
Okay, I'm going to go with my player to watch for the Hornets. It's going to be Gordon Hayward. Multiple reasons. Gordon had that perfect game, didn't miss a shot, most recently in the win against Miami. I want to see him do it two consecutive games. If the Hornets are going to play well on this road trip, they're going to need Gordon Hayward to be the Gordon Hayward that they know they can't have, because he makes everyone's life so much easier. And so I'm interested to see if he can back up a really good game with another really good game two consecutive times.
I like it. If he can go perfect from the floor again, that'd be something to write home about. Perfect from the floor three as well as from the free throw line. All right, before you give me your Bucks player to watch, I'll give you my Hornet to watch. I'm going with LaMelo. I remember last time we were here in Milwaukee, I was at shoot around and I talked to LaMelo before the game. I said, hey, you know, you had your career high for made threes in this building. And he's like, oh, it's a good building. I'm like, yeah, it's a good building for you. He's like, all right, we're going to have a good game. And he did. So I think the Hornets have some magic, some juice in Pfizer form. Certainly LaMelo Ball does. And so I'm looking at LaMelo to have another special occasion. Maybe it's a triple-double threat. Maybe it's another threat of his three-point mark. Whatever it is with LaMelo Ball, it's always entertaining. So looking forward to seeing him out there tonight in Milwaukee. How about you? Who do you like as a Bucks player to watch?
Okay, now I normally go, and I can't go because he's hurt, but I normally go Bobby Portis, because Bobby Portis has been a Hornets killer. Just kind of an under-the-radar Hornets killer. If he's been a Wizard, if he's been a Bull, if he's been a Knick, he just is an absolute just terror, and I can't handle. So he's out. Okay, so we'll move forward. And I think I'm going to go with, is Brook Lopez available? All right, I'm going to go Brook Lopez just because I think he's got a fascinating game. I like talking about his style and the way that he fires it up there, the arc of his shot. And I think it's going to be a good matchup, he and Mason Plumlee. So the player to watch for me for Milwaukee, Brook Lopez.
I love the pick. Brook Lopez strikes me as if you pulled some of the statistically tilted general managers in the NBA and ask them, build your perfect player, like, you know, old NBA Jam style, like create your perfect guy. I'd be a 7-foot guy who blocks shots and knocks down threes. And the crazy thing about Brook Lopez is that's not what he was when he came in the league. He turned himself into that.
And actually, the way my brain works, it just went bing, 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 bing. Brook Lopez's brother, Robin Lopez, was the 15th player in the draft when he was selected out of Stanford. So there you go. 15s are wild here in Milwaukee.
It comes full circle again. All right, last but not least, you can say 15 made threes is the stat to watch, but whatever direction you want, what statistic needs to happen for the Hornets?
Okay, it's going to be an easy one to remember, but it's just life is so much easier when the Hornets can make shots from long range. And I just, it's almost night and day. When the Hornets win, they're making X amount of three-pointers. So double-digit three-pointers, that's the number that I want to watch. I think the Hornets average now 10.5. So if they can get just to their average, I think they've got a puncher's chance. So we're going to say 11 is the number, 11 three-pointers for the Hornets.
I like it. I'm going to go with fast break points. I think the Hornets need to win there. Milwaukee, Giannis, when he's truly unstoppable, he's making threes. But when he's at his best, he's on the go. He's running. So if he can convert on fast break opportunities, watch out for Milwaukee. If the Hornets are playing their best basketball, they tend to be up and down pretty quickly as well. So we'll look for the Hornets to execute in the fast break as well. All right, Eric, it's been great talking to you here. I don't know where the calendar's got us next time, but you know, I think end of the season, maybe we'll do this again in Cleveland. I don't know. We'll find out.
Bathing suits in Cleveland in April. I'm with you. Sounds great.
I love it. Eric Collins, television play-by-play voice of your Charlotte Hornets. Glad to have you here with us again on the Hornets Hivecast.
My pleasure. Anytime.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Thanks again to Eric. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. Thanks to our producer, Rob Longo, for putting this podcast together. Tomorrow, we'll have a breakdown edition of the HAC. Actually, we as in I won't. Rob Longo, Sam Perley will have you covered on tomorrow's edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Till then, for everyone here, I'm Sam Farber saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you with us. And we'll talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.